The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us on the Breakfast Huddle. Well, just out this morning, we had some big news from SGX. They have announced some new changes to the listing rules that take effect today. Of course, this is after that consultation exercise in November. So some of the key changes we are looking at, the offer needs to be reasonable and fair, not just either or. And another change is that in order to delist, the resolution needs to be approved by at least 75% of independent shareholders. So no longer requiring the controlling shareholder or majority shareholder and the parties acting in concert. To help us dive into the details and the thinking behind these new changes, we have with us in the studio Tan Boon Jin, CEO of SGX RegCo. Morning, Boon Jin. How are you doing this morning?
Hello. Good, good. Thank you for having me.
I guess first question everyone's trying to figure out, why are we hearing about these new changes? Why are you making these changes?
All right, thank you, Ryan. Well, this is indeed hot off the press. We've literally just announced the changes to the listing rules. And maybe I'll start by giving a little bit of context. So typically what happens in the listing is that the controlling shareholder of a public listed company makes an offer to buy the shares of the other minority shareholders at a certain price called the offer price. And if enough shareholders are willing to accept this price and vote in favour of the delisting, the company can then delist from the exchange and become a private company. So there are two concepts here that are governed by our rules. So the first is the offer price. So previously, our rules only required that the offer price has to be reasonable and nothing else. It only has to be reasonable. So now the change is that the offer price has to be fair and reasonable. Right, so that's the first concept. The second concept is the voting threshold. So we require 75% of the shareholders to vote in favour of the delisting. And previously, the controlling shareholder was allowed to vote. We allowed the controlling shareholder to vote. But now, the controlling shareholder is excluded from voting, so the vote is only carried out by independent shareholders.
Okay, so you've got a couple of changes there. So what is the main takeaway for retail investors? What does it mean for them?
So maybe if I go back a little bit in time, these changes actually came along in the wake of a delisting of a company called VARD. And what happened in VARD was that the offer price was reasonable, right? So it complied with our rules, but it was not fair, meaning that the offer price was lower than the value of the shares. And the shareholders were unhappy and wanted to vote against the delisting to stop it from happening. But because the controlling shareholder owned so many shares, and because the controlling shareholder was allowed to vote, he was able to hit the 75% threshold and push the delisting through. So that's why we are now proposing these two changes to our rules. The first is that in respect of the offer price, we now require the offer price to be both fair and reasonable. And the second is in respect of the voting threshold, that even though the voting threshold is still 75%, the controlling shareholder is excluded from voting. So if the controlling shareholder is the one making the offer, he cannot vote.
So there's a bit more protection for minority shareholders.
Yes, indeed. We believe that this better aligns the interests of the controlling shareholder and the minority shareholder, and that it will produce better outcomes for retail investors.
Okay, so we are chatting with Tan Boon Jin, CEO of the SGX RegCo. Boon Jin, you mentioned two words, fair and reasonable. But the question is, what exactly is fair and reasonable? Because what's fair to me might not be fair to you. So how do you describe this? How do you define it?
Yes, that's a very interesting question. And fair and reasonable are actually technical terms that originate in the takeover space. So a fair offer price means that quantitatively, the offer price has to be equal to or higher than the value of the shares, whether it's measured in terms of your NAV or your NTA. Whereas the reasonableness of an offer is more qualitative. You can take into account factors such as the liquidity of the shares, the extent to which the controlling shareholder already controls the company, and whether or not there are any other competing offers that can get you a better price.
So in order to get this fair and reasonable label, you typically have to go to a IFA or independent financial advisor. So there have been some concerns I noticed in the consultation paper. Some people have talked about the issue of engaging IFAs in IFA shopping. So pretty much you just go around the street seeing if somebody will give you that label. How does this latest rules address these concerns?
Yes, now that we have introduced the concept of fair and reasonable, what it means is that you now require a very quantitative price it's less likely that there will be IFA shopping because ultimately the offer has to be fair. And this is a quantitative measure. The offer price will have to be equal or higher to the value of the shares. So because you are anchored quantitatively, it's going to be slightly different from previously when the offer only had to be reasonable, and reasonableness is a more qualitative metric.
Okay, Tan Bun Jin, CEO of SGS RegCo, helping us to break down the latest announcement this morning on the new changes to delisting rules that take effect today. Bun Jin, one of the other parts of this change is the 75% requirement. In the proposal or consultation, you were asking if 50% was what the community was happy with. It looks like you've gone on with 75%. What is the thinking behind sticking with 75%? And what happens to that balance in power? Because previously, you didn't need controlling shareholders to vote, or rather, you needed them to vote. Now you don't have to. And there was also this 10% voting block that you could have minority shareholders get together to block that deal. That is no longer in place. So how does the balance of power tilt with this new change?
When we consulted on these changes, I think we were very conscious that we needed to balance between protecting the interests of minority shareholders in the delisting, but also not put disproportionate power into their hands in the voting process, right? So what could happen was that even if the controlling shareholder was able to muster 75% of the votes in favour of the delisting, if you had minority shareholders who were able to turn up at the EGM where the vote was being held and they were able to put together a 10% block, this would actually prevent the delisting from going ahead. However, what we found in our experience was that actually it's quite difficult for minority shareholders to be able to band together to form this 10% block. There are many reasons for this, one of which is that, you know, some of these companies which are being delisted are actually very tightly held. So it's harder for the shareholders to reach out to each other and be able to form this 10% block. Mm-hmm. So we were very conscious that we didn't want to put too much power in the hands of controlling into the hands of minority shareholders, even after we had excluded the controlling shareholder from voting. So hence, we took away the 10% block. And we thought that we would balance up the difference in voting power by actually reducing the threshold from 75% to 50%. But in response to feedback, the feedback was that they felt that this was a sufficiently important issue for shareholders to be able to exercise their vote. So okay. We raise it back to 75%.
So idea there is to strike that balance between both sides.
Exactly, yes.
Okay, just to wrap things up, Bun Jin. The other thing that market watchers are looking out for very closely is the quarterly reporting rules change, possible changes, because a lot of exchanges around the world have been studying this, if there's a need to ease up on these rules so that there's less cost to compliance and it just makes it easier for companies to operate. When can we expect the SGX to come up with the latest news on this?
Well, we expect to come up with the changes later in the year. This has been a very interesting and involved process. We went out with the consultation some time ago, and the response that we got was really wide-ranging. And I would say that, you know, some of the responses that came back actually came back with proposals on how we could do it better than what we had proposed in our consultation paper. So we thought that those were very good proposals. We took them on board. We had to explore them. We had to consult with our stakeholders. But I hope to see results before the end of the year.
Okay, hopefully we'll get to hear from you again, Bun Jin. All right, thank you so much for your time this morning. We've been chatting with Tan Bun Jin, CEO of SGX RegCo, helping us to break down those details announced this morning on changes to the delisting rules.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.